We have two more days left for this blessed month. Inshallah, we have done right in it. In the last minute, instruction, if you will, I translated this article from Imam An-Nasafi. And when I say Imam An-Nasafi, he is not the Imam of the mosque next door. That's an Imam like Imam Al-Kushayri or Imam Muhammadi or Imam Muhammadi, who lived 6th century Hijri. Nasaf is a town in Central Asia. At those times, companies like Afghanistan and Uzbekistan and all these places were extremely prosperous kingdoms with great middle knowledge and culture. In any case, I found this article extremely interesting because the Imam says that Ramadan is perhaps the time that we could be more aware if we are under the domination of our ruhu haywani, our animal soul, or if we are under the domination of ruhu insani, the human soul. For each and every one of us, we have four souls. Ruhu jamadat, the mineral soul, the same soul as the earth and the rock and the mountains and the water and the air has. And then ruhu nabati, the plant soul, the same as those trees and bushes have inside the human being. But dominantly, a great part of us is under the command of ruhu haywani, the animal soul, and baki si, who have got a drop of human soul. So if you could kindly pass this and don't read it now, take it home, and I think it's worth to read it carefully and reflect on it. Alhamdulillah, 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 Rabbil Alameen. Astaghfirullah, 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 واغفر لنا من فضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حق يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله أجل بشرك من الله تعالى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونفخت فيه من روحي وقل الروح من أمر ربي صدق الله العظيم الله تعالى said in Surah And he has breathed unto us our soul from his own soul. And in Surah Bani Israel we get, they will ask you about the soul. And you tell them that the soul is under the command and in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. That soul which Allah Ta'ala is mentioned is the Ruhu Insani. To be able to identify the Ruhu Haywani, the animal soul in us, we have to understand what is the role of the animal soul in us. Its role is to process the nourishment which a human being needs. In short, food, water, air, sunshine. So Ruhu Haywani is responsible to process that through the digestive system and purify it, turn it into clean blood, and through the circulatory system send that life-giving blood into the heart. The physiological heart I am talking about, and from which it is distributed to all over your body, giving you life, giving you health, giving you energy, including sexual energy. That's the purpose of Ruhu Haywani, with which we do most of the activities which we do in life. We eat, we sleep, we walk, we work. But essentially, the Ruhu Haywani is responsible of our senses too. We see, but some animals see better than us. We smell food to make your fast become even more valuable for you. Purposefully we make the food smell good. We smell, but some animals smell better than us. We hear, but some animals, the sense of listening is much more intense in some animals. And when they see they hear, they taste, they smell, they can only get two benefits from it. Whether it is good for them or whether it is bad for them. Because there are only two purposes in their life. One is survival, and one is propagation, that the species keeps living. In short, the woman keeps giving birth. For that, you have to have sex. So this is the animal in us. Now you have to admit that there are a lot of similarities in our daily life. What the animals do and what we do is quite the same. Now, for those of us under the domination, mostly of our animal soul, in Ramadan, it suffices for us just not to eat and not to drink and not to participate in sexual activity. Because that is what our animal side ordained. And when we make it our prayer, it suffices for us that we go through the movements of it and we produce the sound without much understanding of certain ayats and certain prayers. But those of us who are like this, if we abide with the laws of the Sharia, in short, if we try to not to hurt people, if we try to be kind to people, if we try to be not a hypocrite, but try to be sincere, if we try not to hurt and not to steal, etc., if we follow even minimally, as most of us do, the Sharia, then some transformation happens, says Hazrat Nasasi. That somehow the purified blood is attracted by the brain cells, and then there is a transformation in the brain. And then one starts feeling the influence of the Ruhu Insani. Because he says that the siege, the home of Ruhu Haywani, is that physiological heart. And he says the home of the Ruhu Insani is the brain. Those of us who are under the order of their Ruhu Insani have, in addition to our five senses, we have got five interior senses. One is what is called common sense, understanding. But as I said earlier, the animals also understand, but only over all that they understand is it good for me or is it bad for me? And when it is good for me, I want it and I try to go and get it. when it is bad for me, either I, my enemy, either I fight it or I run away from it. That's the extent of the animal soul. But the human soul, no, no. When an impression comes, precisely with the common sense, he starts to analyze it. He starts to understand it. He tries to evaluate it. And he tries to decide the choice, what to do and what not to do, which depends on each circumstance. So it is much more complicated. So this interior sense, if you are the inner vision, or the five, one is the common sense. The next one is called the memory. So the memory, it sucks in all the impressions, all the knowledge which comes from your senses. But the common sense understands it and makes a depot in it. It's a library, if you wish. Now, that library, each new impression comes to you, you respond to it with what you remembered of what has happened before. You understand? So it's got a great role, the sense of memory. Then there is the impression. Impression is not just something which I smell food. But what kind of food? And the memory comes in, oh, that smells like the food which I remember when I was 8 years old, when I was in Arafat. You understand what I'm saying? That, and then you know, there is the impression, and then there is the inspiration, which the animals don't. These are messages, mysterious messages, which one receives through things which you can neither smell, nor taste, nor touch, nor hear, which has huge influence in your being. And finally, there is tasarruf. That gift which Allah Ta'ala has given to human beings, which we always misuse. The will. It is not like the animals that I go and eat what is good for me, I go and seek what is good for me. But the will is a very strange thing, and the will is our testing ground, because the will is very much allied with another testing mechanism in the human soul, which is called the nafs, or the nafs al-ammara. It always does not necessarily opt for things which are good for you. Sometimes it chooses something which is worse for you. When you will read the article, you will see it much clearer. So for those people under the influence of their ruhu insani, it suffices not just not to eat and not to drink and not to participate in sex, but with every part of one's being. Not only your feet, your eyes, your ears, your hands, but also those senses which I have mentioned before. Your common sense has to pass. Your memory has to pass. Your imagination has to pass. And then Allah Ta'ala categorized us. We could be under the influence of our Ruhu Haywani, but we opt for the good for us and run away that which is bad for us. And we try as best as we could a little bit to practice what Allah Ta'ala orders us in the Sharia, and we don't eat and drink and participate in sex during the Ramadan, and he calls us a mu'min. When our participation in the Sharia increases, and when we start being beneficial not only to ourselves and not only caring of our survival but of the survival of others also, and in Allah's name we help others, then we are called Abid, a servant of Allah Ta'ala. And then when somehow the world reminds us of Allah Ta'ala and that we eliminate the part of our experience of the world which makes us forget Allah Ta'ala, and then we start becoming less ambitious. We start eating less. We start sleeping less. We start thinking of the world less. Then he calls us Zahid, a pure person. And finally, the idea during this Ramadan while fasting, the dead don't eat, the dead do not drink, the dead do not have sex. There is a bit of a death in fasting. And when these attributes of Allah Ta'ala which he has taught our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam start manifesting in you, that we are a little bit compassionate, so we understand what Ya Rahman is. When we are a little bit generous, then we understand what Ya Kareem is. And when we start accumulating some knowledge and start knowing at least the attributes of Allah Ta'ala, when we start knowing things so that we have affinity with the Ya Alim, then he calls us Arif, Arif Billah. And when that happens, he loves us and we love him. And when he loves us, he becomes our hand through which we hold. He becomes our eyes with which we see. He becomes our tongue with which we speak. ourselves, our heart, give this to God. And inshallah, for the sake of these beautiful, blessed days of Ramadan, that some of us, one of us, or all of us, inshallah, will reach that state. فصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الأنبياء والمرسلين والأولياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل شهادتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.